For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. British Ambassador to China Barbara Woodward says Chinese President Xi Jinping's UK visit is a signal that the UK-China relationship is enjoying a golden year. Xi Jinping's state visit to the UK will kick off on Monday. Stops in London and Manchester are on the itinerary. The Queen will host a welcome ceremony for President Xi and invite him for both an informal lunch and a formal dinner. Xi Jinping is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister David Cameron and also meet with leaders of opposition parties in the parliament. The British ambassador says topics of bilateral trade and investment, China's G20 presidency, and the EU-China free trade agreement will be high on the agenda during the leaders' meeting. In Manchester, the Chinese president will attend a banquet, view some research projects, and visit local businesses. The 6th Shengshan Forum is opened in Beijing, with about 500 defense officials and scholars gathered to discuss cooperation in Asia-Pacific security. Fan Chenglong, vice chairman of China's Central Military Commission, will deliver a speech at the forum. Defense ministers from 16 countries, including Malaysia, Cambodia, the Philippines, and Indonesia, are at the forum. Also, for the first time, the United States and Japan have sent representatives to the event. Disputes involving the South China Sea are expected to be among the topics discussed at the forum. A Chinese envoy at the United Nations has urged Israel and Palestine to exercise maximum restraint and take practical steps to avoid further escalation of a regional conflict. Liu Jiayi, China's permanent representative to the UN, made the remarks at a Security Council emergency meeting on the escalating tensions in Israel and Palestine. He called the excessive use of force to cause casualties among innocent civilians unacceptable. He also called for the quick resumption of talks between Israel and Palestine. The UN says a total of 7 Israelis and 32 Palestinians were killed this month since tensions flared up in the region. The United States and South Korea have issued a joint statement pledging to strengthen coordination with China to bring North Korea back to the bargaining table regarding its nuclear program. The statement followed a meeting between the American and South Korean presidents. It also warns of further significant measures by the UN Security Council if North Korea carries out a launch using ballistic missile technology or conducts a nuclear test. President Obama also stated that America is willing to see a strong relationship develop between China and South Korea and to see China's peaceful rise. Croatia says the route for transporting migrants and refugees will now turn towards Slovenia after Hungary's decision to restrict its border with Croatia. Hungary says it'll close down its border with Croatia, where it's built a razor wire fence starting from midnight on Friday. Experts say the move could leave thousands of migrants on their way to Western Europe stranded in the small Balkan nation. The decision comes after EU leaders meeting in Brussels failed to agree on a plan backed by Hungary to send EU forces to block migrants from reaching Greece. Moscow has denied that a drone shot down in Turkish airspace was a Russian aircraft. Turkish jets brought down the unidentified drone on Friday near the border with Syria. The Turkish military said the drone was downed after ignoring 3 warnings to leave. The Russian Defense Ministry says it's established direct contact with the Turkish military to avoid incidents during operations near the Turkish border. At least 7 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria. The attack comes barely a day after a similar attack hit a mosque in the same area, killing close to 30 people. Friday's incident is the 3rd one in a week to hit the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Militant group Boko Haram is being blamed for the attacks. French President François Hollande is urging world leaders to take concrete action against climate change. He commented during a news conference with Iceland's President Ólafur Grímsson. A major UN conference in Paris in December will aim to create a new global deal to curb climate change, and it'll take effect from 2020. Hollande appealed to world leaders to reach an agreement with concrete commitments during the upcoming conference. Earlier on Friday, Hollande visited the Sulhemjoka Glacier with Grímsson, where ice has retreated by more than a kilometer since measurements began in 1931. China's securities watchdog says it'll mete out 100 million yuan, or $16 million, in fines to 10 offenders involved in insider trading and spreading false information. 2 of the offenders have also been barred from the securities market for life. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.